Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. And, of course, we're going to be joined with Harley Schlanger in Berlin. He doesn't quite have his internet connection, but he does have phone connection to Berlin. So he has some very important issues that are going on in Europe. And we have some remarkable stories to, that we're posting up from the Lurch Foundation. Welcome back, Harley. I guess we don't have Harley yet. Let me start off with the titles of our articles. China engages UN institutions in the Belt and Road while Obama tries to provoke a war with Russia. Wow. Traitor Obama stalls on JASTA, J-A-S-T-A, capital letters. Impeachment is nigh. So it's not impossible he could be impeached because of some of his behaviors, including in the latest article, 9/11 survivors asked for justice. It's a bipartisan, a unanimous vote in the Senate and Congress to file lawsuits. The public could file lawsuits directly against Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has threatened all kinds of things, and Obama is literally planning on vetoing this this bill. It's just, it's remarkable. He is a criminal to the end. And, of course, they want to replace the lying king with a lying queen if Hillary gets in. So welcome back to the program, Harley. I don't see that we have Harley yet. Well, we'll see what's happening in terms of our connection. Okay. So I guess we're having some phone connections to Germany issues, but I'm going to start off with some of these articles. And I think it's apropos to start off with the China engages in UN institutions in the Belt and Road while Obama tries to provoke a war with Russia. What people should start to understand is that there's a move afoot to deconstruct America. Obama's not a failure. He's a massive success in destroying America. And Hillary will continue. And I watched a program this morning on Fox to talk about why we could see this gentleman or terrorist, who is a naturalized American, that they didn't pick up on it when his father turned him in 2 years ago, the FBI, that blew up these bombs in New York. And I'll tell you, having worked with the FBI and CDC, I can tell you exactly what the problem is and doesn't require more money. It requires, number one, sharing metadata and other intelligence information between the different agencies that has to be totally transparent. And number two, it has to empower both the justice system and the police so they can go in and grab someone in pre-crime or if they've already been doing activities that indicate they're going to do a crime. That needs to happen. If someone goes to Quetta in Afghanistan, you can be certain they're going to training school. Even people in Pakistan don't go there unless you're planning on being in the middle of a civil war or being trained to be a terrorist. So when we have an American go back and forth and give an off-the-cuff statement, I'm going to visit my wife or her family or whatever, you need more validation. If they're going to a country of interest, we need to know where they're going, why they're going, and have contacts and proof of it. We also need to know and track all of their purchases, including on eBay. He purchased apparently a lot of the detonators and other material on eBay. This is easy to do. And when people are of interest, and the same thing, by the way, goes along with people that we don't need as Hillary Clinton says, a universal gun check thing. We need to simply have metadata to say someone's mentally ill, someone is a potential terrorist. We need to track them down, and we need to make sure that not only the guns that they can acquire through online sales or whatever, but guns that they sequestered from friends just gave them to them, passed them over. How do you think criminals get guns? They have lots of ways of getting them, just even getting their buddies to pass them over. So this idea that you're going to pass a universal law and you're going to stop guns by Hillary is guaranteed to fail. Guaranteed to fail. The main problem is that simply the intelligence agencies don't talk to each other. The NSA has metadata on phone and fax and travel plans and so on. The FBI's information internally in the country that talked about the fact that this man was of interest. Then they said they didn't have sufficient interest because of this executive order 12333 that, again, is another politicization of the whole process of intelligence gathering and action. So all we need to do is make the data transparent between all the different agencies, empower the police and the courts to actually take these people out. That's how simple it is. And if we don't, we're going to have major terrorism. And even when they're Muslim relatives, this guy's father, I mean, we have four cases now in less than a year where the exact same modus happened. Relatives and other Muslims notified us that these people were people of interest and danger. We did nothing about it, and we let disaster happen. Luckily, in the bomb in New York, people got injured, but nobody died. But there were a lot of injuries. We're going to have events happen by these usually losers They are connected to Al-Qaeda. They're inspired by them. They're all, sometimes they call them lone wolves. That's just an excuse to say that they're ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all these other terror organizations aren't somehow psychologically or otherwise connected. So that's really important. Let's get back to this article. China engages UN institutions in the Belt and Road while Obama tries to provoke a war with Russia. One Belt, One Road economies. And, of course, the Silk Trail is something we need to reestablish. We also need to reestablish new rules of the road in terms of trading. China is manipulating their markets with their currency. China is playing hardball and has been winning over and over again because of the weakness of Obama, literally destroying our business aspects of our country, which is why we now have 100 million people not even in the workforce. So when they try to quote low unemployment rates, these people are lying through their teeth. And Obama tries to say he has a legacy. Yeah, legacy is you have a healthcare plan that's a horror. You have a foreign policy that's insane. You have a domestic policy with an open border. You have terrorism on your door. You won't even call it terrorism. It's just insane. This man is clinically out of his mind. And so is Hillary. It's obviously a combination of dementia and evil. It's unbelievable. Maybe I could describe a new term for a combination of demented and evil. You know, dement evil. I don't know, something like that. So China yesterday signed its first agreement with an international institution, the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, to cooperate in promoting and implementing the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI. On the sidelines of the United General Assembly, Helen Clark, the administration of the UNDP, said, "The Belt and Road Initiative represents a powerful platform for economic growth and regional cooperation involving more than 4 billion people, many of whom live in the developing countries. It can serve as an important catalyst and accelerator for sustainable development goals." Now, I'm not sure exactly what the terms are of this, but whenever the United Nations tries to curry more power, there's 57 nations that are former British Commonwealth nations. There's also a large number of Muslim nations that tried to literally outlaw any kind of criticism of Muhammad on the Internet. We now have Obama trying to hand over the Internet to a company in Los Angeles that ultimately will go back to the UN. I don't trust the UN. I think the UN is an evil organization. It's a globalist organization. It's trying to have its own international army, international so-called humanitarian force. It wants to have a global tax based on carbon credits. This is very dangerous. You're literally creating step-by-step a proxy world government. And, you know, the idea that the United Nations is going to step into this void is I could call, very concerning. And we'll get into more details when we have Harley on the phone. Traitor Obama stalls on JASTA. Impeachment is nigh. Now, this is interesting. After the House of Representatives followed the U.S. Senate by passing the JASTA, which is Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act bill, by unanimous voice vote, President Barack Obama has announced that he will veto the bill, setting up a head-on confrontation between the president on the one side and U.S. Congress and the 9/11 families and the American people on the other. This is basically grounds to impeach this maniac before the end of the year. JASTA would allow the survivors of 9/11 families, the 2,997 people killed in the attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, to so finally have their day in court to confront the Saudi monarchy for their role in supporting terrorism. Now, Saudi Arabia has made the blunt statement this summer that America did 9/11. It was a self-inflicted wound. And to be honest with you, Saudi Arabia is telling the truth. Many of these so-called pilots weren't killed in planes going into these buildings. They were still flying a vast majority of these 13 pilots after, years after. So they had identity theft by the CIA. This was a war game. It went live. We did a self-inflicted wound. The Saudi Arabians even called us out on it. So by all means, start the lawsuits. Because if JASTA is passed, they're going to find out that it's going to go back to not only Barack Obama covering up the crimes of George Bush Jr. and George Bush Sr., and Bill Clinton, all these things tied back for years, long before 9/11, and the Port Authority in New York City, and the self-inflicted wound by the nuclear division of the Mossad under the control of the CIA, and the security under Marvin Bush, who is the brother of George Bush, last day of work was September 11th. So, you know, the problem is they don't want to unravel us, which is why Obama's been hiding the 28 pages. It's not because they want to finger Saudi. Saudi's fingering us. And when Saudi Arabia is proven to be telling the truth, which people don't want to hear, they're really going to freak out. So this is really important. And I think it is a grounds for impeachment of Obama. Again, a serial cover-up. 9/11 survivors asked for justice. Obama defends the Saudi terror friends. Now, to be honest with you, this is pretty disturbing. There is no evidence directly that Saudi Arabia did 9/11. Now, there is evidence that they support, along with America, Qatar, the Arab Emirates, etc., ISIS and Al-Qaeda, because they're Sunni-affiliated terror organizations. We've also, by the way, supported the other side, the Iranian and Hezbollah, by giving them this deal, which gives them $150 billion. And Obama's literally looking the other way when they develop missile technology. So, you know, we're literally on both sides and arming them for a future war or a false peace that could come. And we know that the false peace between Sunni and Shiite with the Mahdi, who is now declaring himself a friend of Mr. Erdogan, in opposition to this other Mahdi candidate, if you want to call it, in America, where he was affiliated with the CIA doing this called false flag coup against Erdogan. Now we have a situation where the whole Middle East is blowing up because of what we've done, especially under Obama, especially under Hillary Clinton. It is mind-boggling. I imagine when you see the line of questioning coming up in the next debate with Hillary Clinton, she cannot defend the record of herself. She sure as heck can't defend the record of Obama, this monster, this grinning, joker that's in the White House right now. And the fact that he, in the face of all these victims, he's not allowing the lawsuit to move forward, because when they actually get the facts about the Saudi Arabian monarchy, how they are supporting ISIS, maybe they'll finger us again and say, hey, well, you guys are directly doing air and other support for ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. Guess what? They're probably going to do that when we finally nail them and get them into court. And when they say that America is actually, in a sense, like many Muslims say, the great Satan, unfortunately, it's true. Because we had a bunch of criminal leaders like Obama, like George Bush Jr., like Bill Clinton, like George Bush Sr., who now is supporting Hillary Clinton openly, because he's panicking over the fact that ultimately, if Trump starts investigations, it's going to lead back to the criminal activities all the way back to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And George Bush Sr. was involved with that. He was on Dealey Plaza. So, I find it mind-boggling that people think that our government is somehow righteous or their hands are clean with this. No, they are not clean with almost 3,000 victims immediately that day. They're not clean with probably 70,000 to 140,000 that are either dead or dying from the effects of the demolition of the World Trade Center towers with nukes and with RDX, etc. They're not clean with their hands with the many troops that have died or been dismembered or get PTSD that died in the Middle East. And what do we have to say for it? Well, maybe we've got something like $8 or $10 trillion in debt just to prosecuting a war for regime change. And then we pull out and make a vacuum to create ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And then we support them so that they can create massive terror networks so we can have a dialectic of terror. This is insane. And we have to stop it. We, the public, have to make sure that Obama is impeached immediately, especially over this act that he's going to try to block JASTA. So, I want to hear your feedback, too, on this. But, by the way, here's the rules of the road. You have to tell the board op exactly what your questions or statements are. Specific words, because they screen everything. We don't let ad hominem attacks or people that want to pontificate about foolishness. It has to be based on logic and evidence. And I screen every caller. And if you call in and it looks like you've got a really valid statement, you're going to get on air and you're going to get enough time to actually say what you have to say to broaden this, to make sure it's not a monologue or being my guest. It's your statements out there that count. But you have to have good evidence or good logic to support it. Not just it was on the internet or I saw this and that. No, that's not enough. You need to have a lot more than that. Like they had a caller yesterday that called and said that they thought Jackie Kennedy took out a handgun and shot John F. Kennedy. I had access to, before it became classified, the actual complete autopsy and forensic analysis, because I'm a forensic expert and I can tell you this person that started making these questions was off his rocker. And we don't want to hear foolishness. We want facts. We want evidence. We want something that could stand up in a court of law so that it can't be disputed. Again, the principle of a conspiracy theory is it's sufficient evidence that it could be supported in law to get an indictment. And once they start pulling on this string of the sweater of 9/11 and they start prosecuting the Saudis are going to come clean, I think. They've already made statements in advance because they knew this was coming, that, in fact, America did 9/11 on their own citizens. And there were some companies like Odigo, which is the messaging company from Israel, that weren't even present in the building. My wife's first cousin was told not to be in the building, and was her husband. They're both masters business administrations, working in the Amex division of the towers. So this is a fulcrum moment, and Obama is trying to cover not only his butt, but the butts of previous presidents that are criminals. That's what we have to face. And if we don't have a righteous response and a repentance, we're going to really suffer with this. Other items in the news right now, we have, of course, the troubles have come to Charlotte, where the 12 cops are injured in protests, Walmart looted. It says, we out like Taliban. I can't believe it. Do they think they're really going to make progress by doing this kind of thing, the terrorist activities, helter-skelter? And, of course, Hillary is just blowing money like $50 million, primarily with attack ads against Trump. And it's not washing. The more they attack, the more there's less evidence. Like the latest one is that he used money from his own private Trump foundation to actually pay off a charity, like $100,000. I mean, are you kidding? This guy is very, very generous and has been for decades. You're going to try to accuse him of getting wealthier, but no, he gave away wealth. So, again, literally, Hillary Clinton's campaign has a thing called Dirt for Dollars. They will pay for dirt against Trump, and it's just not working. People are catching on, if you have a clue. And people, by the way, that supported Hillary are realizing she's a sick woman, she's a lying person, she's unreliable, she's not mentally competent, and she actually used that mental incompetence as her excuse for not having, quote, intent with the FBI. So if you want to vote for her, you're a doer of evil, and the consequences of this are going to rest on you. That blood will be on your hands. If you vote, and if you, by the way, don't confront your relatives, friends, and colleagues that intend to vote for Hillary, you yourself are literally co-authoring the destruction of America and putting yourself and your family and the future of the world in grave hands. You have to understand, this person is the most evil person I've ever met on earth, is Hillary Clinton. Believe it or not. And if she gets into office, even if she only lives 6 months and then expires and have Tim Kaine, the trajectory of loading up the Supreme Court and appointing the heads of departments and all the other corruption that goes on in the district of criminals will be monumental. It will mean the end of America as a superpower. It will be the end of America because the corruption from the inside, just like ancient Israel. Israel was not destroyed from the outside. It was destroyed by corruption from the inside. And America is in the identical position. If we repent, God will restore us. If we don't, we will be destroyed, and the final steps of destruction are your evil co-citizens voting for Hillary Clinton. And if they do manage to steal the election and put her in, she's not ever going to be my president. Ever. Never going to be my president. And you need to have that attitude that unless we have Trump, and he's not perfect, believe me, he's a good man, he can be prayed for, and he's going to try to do things that are going to restore America and some civility, and just even put the immigration laws that are on the books into action. It's amazing that they've told the Border Patrol for the first time they've endorsed a president. They endorsed Trump because he's going to actually let them do their job, hire another 6,000 employees, give them more equipment and technology so they can actually have the cyber control of the border. It doesn't mean a physical fence. It can be electronic fence. It can be drones. It can be all kinds of things so they can stop the massive influx of drugs and illegal people getting here. And we need a system for guest workers. We don't want them dying in the desert of dehydration. We want them in air-conditioned buses with bottled water. We want to ship them back when they're finished doing their job. We also want people to come out of the shadows, pay their taxes, get their benefits, but become a contributing member of society if they apply and they get accepted and vetted as a reasonable person to become an American citizen. And it should be something hard to get. It should be something that's not super expensive, but it's something that you have to properly be vetted before you become one, not just walk across the border, as Obama and Hillary, the Hildebeest, wants. We'll be back in a moment trying to track down Harley.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I called him myself internationally to Berlin. Harley, I'd like you to summarize these three articles. It's obscene what Obama's doing, but it's for different reasons than people think. Blocking JASTA. But let's go over these three articles that you've sent me. It's just, it's craziness that we're putting up with this foolishness from this man for 8 years, isn't it?
Well, Obama is on the wrong side of absolutely everything. And this is dangerous, increasingly dangerous. The JASTA bill is unanimously passed in the House and the Senate. And Obama claims that he knows better than anybody else that this will be a problem for the United States, so it should be vetoed and they should uphold his veto. Now, the real reason he's afraid of it is that if we were to prosecute legitimately the Saudis for their role in 9/11, then Obama's afraid that countries like Syria or Russia, or maybe even if there's a change in Britain, that Obama could be prosecuted for what he's done, the war crimes he's done. And with this report last week of the House of Commons, it led to the impeachment of David Cameron. I don't know if you talked about this last week, but the House of Commons put out a report on Cameron's lies that led to the Libyan war. And as a result, Cameron was kicked out of the House of Commons, or he would have been, but instead he resigned.
Right.
Now, what LaRouche said is, why doesn't the Congress do that to Obama?
I think they're close to doing it. When you have a unanimous vote with both parties, they're almost required to impeach him. And the thing is, it's the opposite excuse. Obama's saying they're worried about him being prosecuted and so on. That's foolishness. The real issue is, this summer, Saudi Arabia came clean and said that 9/11 was a self-inflicted wound that America did to its ourselves. When they realized the track down that many of these pilots were still flying years after 9/11 and they had identity theft by the CIA, when they start realizing it was a war game that went live, which I worked with these guys, Colonel Lynn Wills of NORAD, other people in the U.S. Space Command, I had presidential-level clearance, and I worked with these guys firsthand. I even talked to the FBI and CDC that a war game was going to go on in New York City 6 months hence in the fall before it happened. So I want people to understand this. My opinion is not open to anybody's dispute or arguing with. Now the evidence is going to show if JASTA is not stopped by this maniac Obama, they're going to find out the Saudis are going to tell the truth. They're going to say, hey, no, we had no role at all. In fact, there may be some people that they stole their identity that were Saudi Arabian citizens. But in fact, it was a CIA operation with Israeli Mossad nuclear agents, with operational control of the FBI, U.S. Base Command, NORAD, etc., with a war game that went live and killed 3,000 citizens and injured and destroyed the lives of 70,000 have died prematurely and another 140,000 are dying. I'm taking care of them right now. Some of them are my patients and have been for years since 9/11. I'm sick and tired of people trying to say there's still room for an alternate viewpoint. There isn't. That's why this monster Obama needs to be impeached immediately.
And then Obama went to the UN and said the world is more peaceful now under his direction than ever before. Violence is down.
This is a pathological narcissist. Yeah, pathological narcissist that could lead us to World War III with our current posture against Russia, and Putin is holding over an olive branch to try to stop this. And now they strike the Syrian army, and I can guarantee you the Air Force is not that stupid that they're going to do this with both NATO American airplanes and Aussie airplanes striking the Syrian army and saying it's a mistake. No, it's not a mistake. This is a direct provocation to say, Russia, if you move in our airspace, we're going to hit you. And Russia basically is going to say, we're going to hit you with a missile.
It's worse than that. It's because the ceasefire that the Russians and the Syrians negotiated with Kerry was working.
Right. They didn't want it to work. They didn't want it to work.
The whole point of the ceasefire is that if it holds, then U.S.-Russian military collaboration is going to escalate. And instead, Obama launched a strike against Syrian troops. And Dunford is now saying, well, maybe we should find out. Maybe it wasn't a mistake. Dunford's the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman. He's covering for Obama. He said maybe the Syrian troops were dressed like the terrorists.
Oh, come on. You know, why would he try to cover these? By the way, these generals, when Trump gets in as president, he needs to prosecute these generals in military court. Because if they're covering for Obama for politicization of this and putting us in danger of a third world war, they need to go to prison as well.
So the point with Obama is that he's still a live wire. He's still running loose. He's still supporting terrorism. He's still undermining the U.S. position in the world.
Exactly.
Then he goes to the United Nations and lies.
The maniac in chief, how's that?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
To what I call the abscess of the body politic. We call the corporate abscess of the world body politic, with the chief abscess bacterium being Obama, is finally reaching the point where the pustule is reaching the skin surface and the giant abscess is ready to burst. If we don't take care of this monster Obama, who's now saying he's going to campaign 2 days a week for the Hildebeest, we now call her Killary because she's killed so many people, Bonnie and Clyde of politics. Now we have a situation where the U.S. is actually fighting against Deutsche Bank. They're literally pulling the final string to say, like the Sands Hotel of the World Trade Center, This is a controlled demolition of the world economy, and the masters of darkness are ready to blow it. They're opening the door. That's why the FBI and these other agencies don't even talk to each other. Why do they think when the father's turning in his own son 2 years ago in New York City, and the FBI doesn't even prosecute or monitor the kid or follow his phone calls, faxes, emails, and Twitter? It's just obscene. I met with these guys back in 1997. We were doing our work on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, and I met them again in 2001, 6 months before 9/11, the CDC and FBI Director for Radiological and Biological Terrorism. And I can tell you, all we have to do to fix the problem there is to have all the agencies have total transparencies of their metadata and their information and transfer it to the police and the courts so we can monitor and grab these guys in pre-crime. You know, the fact is, it's the same thing with our economy. We are doing things on a national, international stage that's going to guarantee a collapse of the world economy very soon.
Well, let me get to the terror question first, because I think it's a slightly different problem. You have to break up the FBI. The FBI was never a crime-fighting organization. It was an arm of Wall Street to protect the criminals that Wall Street needs.
Obviously.
That's what the FBI has always done. And since the line is coming from CIA and other agencies that we don't want a serious attack on terrorist networks, the FBI is actually overlooking people who might become terrorists, and in many cases doing psychological profiles and setting them in motion to carry out terrorism.
Oh, yeah, they've done it like this kid 5 years ago in Portland that was set up to actually have false bomb materials, and then they swooped in at the last minute to grab him. I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of agencies that don't talk to each other. I'm sick of them pretending that they want to stop it, and then there's going to be a lot of Americans die or get permanently injured in this melee of contrived terrorism. Because the natural Muslim terrorists, even though they're in a crazy religion, most of them have a natural compunction not to kill their fellow human beings, even if they're quote kafirs or the non-believers. Okay, so
the point is that the FBI is not involved in acts of omission. They're actively recruiting, finding potential terrorists, vulnerable people, people who are psychological cases,
right,
and steering them in the direction of terrorism.
Exactly.
Because they're very useful, because then they become the cause by which the government can say, we need a total crackdown on X number of people, or we need to shut down the elections, or we need to start rounding up people who are enemies of the state.
Oh, yeah, exactly. In other words, they'll have an inadequate response to obvious things that could be done with simple sharing of data, metadata, and passing it on to the local police forces. Instead, they want an excessive post-response to take away the rights of normal citizens and to disarm us and increase the chances. For example, if you're in Israel, most of the people who it's difficult to get a gun license are packing so that the Palestinian terrorists, if they're a shooter, they immediately get inactivated by, you know, top-quality, accurate shooters are going to just take out the criminal. So the fact is, disarming the public is not the solution of this maniac Hillary. She thinks that she makes gun companies being able to be sued or makes gun registration insane. It's really easy to make sure that criminals or the mentally insane don't get access to guns, and not just the guns that they can purchase online or at gun shows, but how about sweeping through their home if it looks out that all the metadata and so on indicates that the person is crazy or dangerous? How about it? And it's not just Muslims. There's lots of other crazies around that need to be surveyed. And they can get guns from their friends, their buddies, whatever.
In many cases, they need mental health treatment, not being profiled and then recruited to be terrorists.
Exactly. In fact, if he triggered off the system, we would put him into mental health and we'd have somebody put him in a posy jack and haul him off to a psych facility rather than waiting until they do something terrible. And now we prosecute them to the legal system when they're mentally ill.
Now, the same problem in terms of the financial system. Look, there are people who think they can run an alternative system using the same method.
Right.
And they're turning against each other. They're willing to see, you know, real bloodbath. And, in fact, some of them, as Lord Rothschild indicated, he said, this is the greatest financial experiment in world history. Now, some of these people think they can end up riding on top of the tiger all the way through it. The fact is that it's not just a static playing field. There's an alternative system that's being put in place, which is against the speculative looting system. And that's the policy of the BRICS. That's the policy of the Chinese, the Indians, and the Russians.
But even though the Chinese are doing this, Even though the Chinese are doing this with the BRICS overall, the Chinese internal financial system is so corrupt and so evil itself. They're doing the currency manipulation. They have 50% of their industrial and their development loans are shark loans that are at ridiculous high rates. They're ready to implode themselves from their own internal corruption. Although BRICS is a good idea and an alternative.
Well, actually, Dr. Bill, they're not corrupt. They're not collapsing internally. The Chinese growth rate, as the International Monetary Fund sadly reported, they said China's growth is solid.
Yeah, but their growth is solid because
the Chinese government is starting to take the fluff out of the economy. That's partly what happened last year with the stock market crash there. They're also jailing speculators. They're doing what we should have done.
Yeah, so, but it's a little bit too late. What I've heard is that China getting away with this because they're doing corrupt deals with governments like ours that strip our industry. They're doing corrupt activities all over the place because I know about the PLA. Yes, they are doing some cosmetic stuff because it's getting so out of hand with these shark loans and so on. And although their growth rate is really high, it's at the basis of global corruption. This is how they operate. They're Asians. Everything is corrupt, okay? So the fact is...
I disagree with that because I can tell you...
Oh, no, I agree with BRICS, but I think that the Chinese economy is
But I'm saying if you look at the figures now that are coming out from people who were attacking China a year ago...
Right.
They're saying that those were overestimations of the losses and the cutbacks. Today, there was a presentation...
Oh, no, I agree with that. I think their economy is growing way faster than ours.
But let me just make this point. There was an economist from the German finance ministry who, in a private briefing, said that the Chinese have moved very aggressively to clean up some of their problems, both environmental problems and also banking and financial problems. And that's why the Japanese are now interested in working with them.
Well, I can see that. That's probably the new leader who basically took his advanced educational training in South Carolina. People don't know that the actual president of China went to an American university. And
what they are doing is they're studying LaRouche's writings. They're studying Hamilton.
Right.
They're studying how America became a great industrial power.
Isn't that clever?
And one of the things they realize is that you need to have a government authority that overrides the power of private financial interests.
Right, and corruption.
The problem they had with corruption is that you had some of these larger banks in China that were bringing in City of London and Hong Kong speculators to tell them how to make a quick buck to finance development. And the government is saying, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to finance development the way it's supposed to be, not by lining the pockets of rich parasites.
Well, was it 2 or 3 years ago they decided that they weren't going to let these foreign banks to come in and finance things and own more than 51% of these Chinese-based corporate entities?
Let me tell you something really kind of interesting. I was talking with, at this exposition, there were all these German industries that are involved in high-speed rail and modern technology.
Right.
And I was talking to them about their relationship with China. And the first three I talked to said, oh, we know what you're talking about. The Chinese just took a major part of our company over. Another guy said, we went to China because we wanted to get their expertise, and we ended up having them invest in our company.
Well, I think that, for example, here in America, we should hire the Chinese engineers to set up our high-speed rail. They put the time, money, and engineering brain power into advancing systems that were from other countries, like you said about Hamiltonian. They also do it with technology, and they've now advanced it so they have the best high-speed rail systems on the planet.
They're going for 200,000 kilometers of modern rail by 2025, and half of that is going to be high-speed rail.
Right.
Now, we don't have a mile of high-speed rail in the United States.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Now, what one of these German engineers said to me is he said, look, we're encouraging the Chinese to come in. Our government is blocking it because our government is working with Obama against Russia and China.
Right.
And so I said to him, well, we need to get rid of sanctions. And he said, well, we need to get rid of sanctions, Obama and Merkel at the same time.
Well, I'll give you an example. I have a version of the Russian Academy of Sciences cosmonaut program for diagnostics using quantum mechanics applied to biological systems. It's called a Metapathia Hunter. It's the most advanced diagnostic machine on the planet by far. It's like Star Trek. and we're setting up satellite clinics across America and worldwide. It's Russian technology. I want to invite them as we expand to do more of these things, because we have scientists and people in different countries that have taken technology, advanced it further, and it's going to solve energy problems, recycling problems, transportation problems. All these issues that we want to get into a more advanced 21st century that allows the carrying capacity of the planet to withstand the human population, to supply stable and clean food, and to supply a population that's enriched enough they don't need to consider the idea of going to war. Because war always results...
Let's go back to what we started the program with when I came on.
Right.
What's the biggest problem right now? You've got a bunch of phony environmentalist lunatics from the City of London and Wall Street who work with Obama, who are working with Hank Paulson. Remember, the Treasury Secretary is one of the leading environmental nuts on the planet. These are people who believe you have to shut down technology. And they're doing it with their financial mechanisms that channel money into speculation and steal money, literally, from the banks that are trying to invest in physical economy. So this is why the Obama question is not just a question of is he making a mistake in accidentally supporting terrorists in the Middle East, or is there some legitimacy of his attacks on Putin. There's nothing legitimate about Obama. He's a creature of the biggest thieves and swindlers on the planet.
Right.
And they're covering up their thievery and swindles by conducting wars and terrorism, and at the same time blinding the American people to the reality that we're facing. Most Americans know there's something terribly wrong with our system and with Obama, but that knowledge doesn't take them to solutions.
Right.
And that's why you and I, despite sometimes disagreeing on this or that...
Yeah, well, just a minor disagreement. So the real issue is we're the Dr. Martins, and I love this British BBC show about this guy with no bedside manner, but he's a super diagnostician. The LaRouche Foundation and what we try to do here at NutraMedical, we're the Dr. Martins of geopolitics. We're telling you, if you don't identify the problem, you can never find a solution.
And the solutions are there in terms of Hamiltonian national bank lending to productive enterprises, Glass-Steagall, the separation of commercial and investment banks, the penalizing of those people who think they're so clever creating these speculative instruments. It will never, ever be resolved positively. They can only be resolved by stealing more money from somewhere else.
Right, well, that's what's going on with healthcare.
Shut that down.
What's happening with healthcare is, again, the derivatives thing is involved with healthcare and the amalgamation of these health conglomerates. Well, at the same time, they have death panels, and they're driving up premiums through the ceiling. People don't realize it's tied to derivatives as well, isn't it?
No, and people react to what they see, which is their premiums are going up, or their health care is going down, or their local hospitals closed. And they might get mad at Obama, or they might mouth some phrases against Obamacare, but they don't understand this is a deliberate contraction of the delivery system of medical services and the channeling of trillions of dollars, literally,
right,
into the speculative market to back up derivative contracts that are going bad.
Right, and by the
way,
that's
why you have these health insurance companies that have $55 billion to merge, but they can't even pay a doctor a living wage.
Yeah, well, the problem is, you see, what we should be doing, as I mentioned this before to Roger Stone, and I hope to have him on the program and get this information and plan through to President Trump, and I'm calling him that because if he doesn't, we're finished, that we need to have a system where we get rid of fee-for-service, we get rid of state licensure, we allow lateral training so a medic in the Army can become a surgeon and certify, where we get rid of the idea of these duplication of services where we have a value-added tax and the money goes back to the county, not the state, and the panel of both the health providers and the public determine who they're going to hire, and they're paid a salary, not a fee-for-service. And if we do this, we'll afford to have health care for everybody. Nobody went on death panel. Then we'll rationalize costs and controls. And we'll allow innovation.
And doctors won't have to leave the profession.
And if you're older and you want to work part-time, for example, I'm retired from practice. I'd love to work 2 days a week, even free. Even free, two mornings a week, let's say, even taking care of indigents. But you know what? I can't. Because in this state, if you wanted to do that, the cost of malpractice is insane. And
exactly.
And the corruption, by the way, the licensing authorities, I left the state of Colorado. 3 years after I left, they pulled my license for no good reason. I was gone years.
But that's the system.
That's the system is so damn corrupt.
And
the system is beyond repair. It needs to be completely rehauled. It's beyond repair.
Well, and I think most practicing doctors understand this. Most people who are serious about providing medical care understand it. But instead, we have austerity financial people who are the ones making health care policy, like the brother of Rahm Emanuel, Ezekiel Emanuel.
Yeah, I know. You got it wrong. You got to pronounce it correctly. The proper cadence. Easy kill, Emanuel.
And his line is that you're not really supposed to live to be 70 or 75. So if you do, you're lucky. And if you die after that, don't worry about it. That's what's supposed to happen.
Oh, my. Doesn't matter if you have a long life. Jeez, and a good diet.
People who are really genocidalists, Bill.
Aren't they? You've called it out.
Don't realize.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelengths. My.
Yeah.
Back in a moment with Harley Schlanger.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on a smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
And so, Harley, let's go back to these three articles and why we've linked them. China engages UN institutions in the Belt and Road. They're getting kudos. I honestly, when I look at Chinese policies and their attitude, not even bringing over a ladder to Air Force One when the Abominator arrives. That's what I'm calling it for now. And just like the Terminator, he's the Abominator. How's that? And then I give them kudos, which is, you know, that's amazing to me. And the next thing is we have Obama with the nerve, when the Saudis have already made public statements about JASTA, that America did 9/11 against themselves, which he's trying to cover the butt of previous presidents. And then we have the issue of 9/11 survivors asking for justice, and he's trying to make false statements like, you know, it might prosecute us or future presidents because of our actions, etc. What a pile of crap. If they act in an honorable way,
unfortunately, some senators like Lindsey Graham are starting to backtrack and go along with Obama. But Mitch McConnell yesterday said that if Obama thinks he can wait till the end of the session to veto it and not have a reaction, McConnell said he's going to keep the Senate in session so they can have a vote to override Obama's veto.
Well, I'm thinking they can't override. They're going to have a number of numbers. The numbers have to be, I think, what is it, 3/4 to override his veto? When it's overridden,
two thirds.
When that override happens, it means Obama is going to be a co-criminal along with George Bush and their previous regime, and the Prince of Darkness—that's his name in the White House, Dick Cheney. These maniacs are going to go to prison, and they need to. We need to start imprisoning.
I think this is why, Bill, it's so important that after the Chilcot report showed that Blair and Bush lied to get us into the Iraq War, that the House of Commons in England put out a report saying that Cameron, Hollande, and Obama lied about Libya to carry out regime change there.
Of course they did.
The House of Commons was prepared to throw Cameron out and impeach him.
That's not sufficient to me. These politicians
resigned his seat.
Yeah, that resigning a seat is one thing. He's still going to have his probably his pension and other things. These people need to have. Again, if the commoners can go to prison for crimes that they've done, they're a fraction of this, how come these leaders don't go to a prison as well? Not a garden party, not a retirement a home or a golfing tour or a world cruise. They need to go to the big house.
Well, and that's our job. And look, I think there's so much pressure coming from the family members of 9/11 victims, as well as just from normal Americans, including veterans and others. They put the pressure on Congress. We organized this.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, they've only gone so far to say, we know Saudi Arabia did it. They did it. And then Saudi's telling the truth, and they don't know that Saudi's telling the truth. I do. And when they realize it was a war game that went live, just like the disaster in Britain was, again, a war game that went live in the underneath the train systems there in Britain. Do they understand just how many people are going to be prosecuted at high levels of various agencies in our government, including the CIA, FBI, NSA, the president, other departments covering them, including the Department of Injustice, like Loretta Lynch?
The point is that we're now pulling the threads to take the blanket of the cover-up off. And once people realize the swindles that have been pulled on them in the last 20 or 30 years by Democrats and Republicans, once they realize that, I mean, most people feel swindled, but they don't know that it was deliberate action of individuals in both parties.
Exactly.
You're creating an environment where there's a change occurring, where congressmen are saying, well, I can't sit this one out. So if someone like Lindsey Graham goes ahead and moves with Obama to try and uphold the veto on this, his career should be over.
It should be, yeah.
He's got to finish these guys off.
Yeah, exactly.
Permanently. I mean that in terms of political activity, destroying them, and let them go to jail with Obama and Bush.
Exactly. Thank you, Hurley. Great show today.
Okay. Talk to you next week.
Take care. Bye. Okay, how did that
imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Your listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.